Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com One. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will talk with both Humboldt Wildcats head girls track coach Spencer Ross and Humboldt head boys track coach Greg Wickett. The Humboldt Wildcats girls track and field team is set to begin their season on Monday at the University of Northern Iowa. I sat down with Ross to discuss the program's 2025 season and the upcoming 2026 campaign.
Thinking back to last season, we kind of finished on a high note with, you know, bringing more events than normal down to the state track meet. So that core group that was a big part of those events are now returning. I know that group specifically took our off-season training very seriously. And as soon as we left Drake Stadium last year, they were already talking about next season and what we're going to do and the events that we want to try to do and try to get down there again. So that's what it's all about. There for a few years, we didn't get any running events down there. So it's hard to get that momentum going when the kids don't get a chance to experience it. But I'm excited because we've got a core group of girls that have experienced that and have had a chance to whether run on the Blue Oval or just be an alternate and be a part of the environment. And, you know, you can certainly tell the ones that have used our off-season training in the weight room and then who have put time on the track as well. So excited to see how that group and the rest of them can kind of build and see what we can do at the end of the year this year.
As you're now in the second week of practice, how would you say things have been progressing for this team from what's returning early on?
Yeah, you know, we're eight practices in, so we don't know a ton yet. We're trying to train smart, so we've had some pretty good workouts in there through the first week and a half so far. You always wonder with the incoming freshmen, how they're going to factor in and how many of them can realistically help us at a varsity level. And, you know, I do think we have five or six of our freshmen coming in that will be key pieces to our lineup, whether that's in relays. A few of them might factor into some of our jumping events, high jump, long jump, which has, you know, kind of been a weakness lately as far as scoring a lot of points. So we're hoping to kind of get that turned around. But that's always the biggest thing. So I'm happy with how that freshman class has factored in. And then the other class that stands out is our seniors. You know, we've got 11 of them, and a good chunk of those, I think 7 or 8 of them, are returning letter winners and have been a big part of our program for several years now. So I think top to bottom, our roster's got a lot of pieces that we can play with, and it'll be interesting to see how we can build certain relays from meet to meet and, you know, kind of hopefully settle in on one of our best lineups to end the season with the conference and state qualifying. So just being 8 days into it, I'm excited. I think there's a lot of opportunities for a lot of our girls, and excited with the leadership that we've had so far up to this point.
You have some that made it to the state last year. Who are the mainstays that we're going to see featured a lot on this team? Let's first go as far as running events are concerned.
Yeah, you know, our lineup is going to start with the Aubrey and Avery Fisher, and then Bryn Malo. You know, if I had to pick a strength of our roster, it's certainly in that 800 and up events as far as running goes. So, you know, if when we sit down to write lineups as a coaching staff, it kind of starts with what do we want those girls to do? How can we best utilize their talents? And that'll also help dictate, you know, the relays we want to run. As far as more of the sprinting group, you know, we've got Gracie May, Kate Sievers, Peyton Elman are kind of those key returners that were big pieces of our relays last year. So, you know, again, it kind of starts and ends with that group of 6 or 7 kids. And then outside of that, we just have a lot of movable pieces that, you know, are valuable depending on what our goal is for that particular meet. So those are kind of the names that have been around for a while and are gonna be key pieces for us this year.
When it comes to field events, how's the lineup there shaping up for your field events this year?
You know, our throwing events, our numbers are down right now. I can honestly say we've only got about 4 throwers, and a couple of them are part-timers who are also doing a little bit of running. So we're going into this season kind of looking. I'm even talking to some sprinters. Hey, do you want to try out some discus or even shot put? Because, you know, depending on how far we go this season, it's going to keep coming back to those field events. So we're looking for a few people to emerge as in the throwing group. High jump, you know, we've got a couple girls, Callie Olson, Fiona Tinkin, Gracie May, Kendall Works, Braylee Angstrom. All of them have a little bit of experience with that high jump. So we haven't had a ton of opportunity yet to work on those jumping events, certainly long jump as well. That's in the plans for the next few weeks and we can get outside, but that'll be the key for us is those field events. Can we sneak out some points here and there? Because, you know, if we want to make a run at the conference title here by the end of the season, it's going to be tough to catch Clear Lake and Algona if we're not kind of scoring points in those events as well. So field events right now are a little bit up in the air, but I think we've got some people that hopefully will emerge as some mainstays there.
Through the first 2 weeks of practice, what has been the message to the team going in to the first events that are coming up here quickly?
We talk about peaking at the right time. So everything we do training-wise isn't to try to go run our best times here in, you know, a couple weeks when we have our indoor. It's just to slowly build throughout the next couple months, training smart, taking care of our bodies, whether that's at practice or after practice or on the weekends. So, you know, we kind of address that each day in some sort of way, just give them something to think about. What can you do to get better once practice is over? Or what can you do to help yourself heal up for that next tough workout in a couple days? So, you know, that's kind of been the message and they've taken that to heart. We haven't, knock on wood, we haven't really had any injuries yet that are worth being concerned about. I think our plan is working up to this point and hopefully we just keep building week to week, meet by meet, and hopefully we're in a good spot at the end of the year.
As far as the conference, you mentioned Algona, Clear Lake. Where do you think this team for Humboldt stacks up this year in conference?
Clear Lake and Algona kind of ran away with it last year. They were well ahead of the rest of us, but we were right there in third. The interesting thing is third through eighth place was all within about 20 points. So, you know, it'll come down and Clear Lake graduated their top three kids, but, you know, they returned some younger kids, some familiar names we've seen the last couple of years. Algona, same thing. They've graduated what I'd consider some of their top girls, but they seem to always reload. You never quite know each incoming freshman class, how that changes things. But, you know, in our preseason meeting and the first day of practice, I emphasized how this group of kids that we have, you know, if we do things the right way and we prepare each day the right way and put the work in, you know, there's no reason we can't be right there in that fighting for those top three spots at the end of the year. So without doing a full deep dive on everybody, you know, I think as usual, our goal is once again to finish in that top three. And you just never know whether it's injuries or, you know, if other teams' rosters, how many returners they have, all that's kind of up in the air. But I'm confident without having a meet yet that by the end of the year, we should be fighting for one of those top three spots.
And then lastly, Coach, you begin the season coming up on Monday at UNI. What's the message to the team going in?
In that particular meet, we're only bringing three girls down there. We'll bring Aubrey and Avery Fisher and Bryn down there. The rest of us will stay back and practice. So the thought with those three is, you know, get down there. Really good competition. We're just going to have each of them focus on one event, one race. Go down and compete. They've worked super hard in the off season and they're as race ready as anybody we have. So that's the message is go down there, focus on that one event, hopefully throw a good time out there, good performance out there, and then use that experience to keep building throughout these seasons. So excited to see how those three do. It'll just be a good experience competition wise for them to go down there and race against people that we don't see over the course of a season.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time, and we wish you best of luck for the upcoming track season.
Thank you very much. Go Cats.
The Humboldt Wildcats boys track and field team is set to begin their season on Thursday in Ames. I sat down with Wickett to discuss the program's 2025 season and the upcoming 2026 campaign.
I mean, last year, we had a really good group of seniors. Those guys graduating is going to leave a big hole with things, mostly in our middle distance. We had a really good 4x8 last year. All those guys are pretty much gone. So we're going to have some big shoes to fill in some of those races.
And then as you've had a couple of weeks of practice, how have things started shaping up with the team this year?
I mean, really good. The guys have been working really hard in the offseason. We've got a bunch of guys back that I think have potential to fill in some of their shoes. We're stronger in the sprints this year than we've been in quite a while. The hurdles look pretty good. I mean, we've got Flaherty's back in the middle distance to 800, and some of those cross-country kids will be good the distance then. So we definitely lost a lot, but I think there's enough young guys to fill in well.
And Coach, you talked a little bit about some of the returners. Who are the mainstays on this team that we'll be seeing featured this year for your team?
I mean, obviously some of those guys like like Chase and Jackson Flaherty. They were from the in that 4x8 last year and held down the 4x8 for us. They're back. We're asking a lot of them. They're going to hybrid kind of between 8s and 2s because they're good sprinters too, so they might fit in better on relays with some of our upcoming sprinters. So they're back. Valley Davis figures in that too. He was on the shuttle last year that qualified, and he's a good sprinter. We barely missed the 4x2 in state last year, and with some of the younger sprinters, I think we could definitely have a good 4x2, 4x1, maybe even a medley. So some of those guys are some of the guys that I'm counting on coming back. Field event-wise, Cash McIntyre, he's a long jumper. Jumped 20'9" last year. It was really good, so he'll figure into that. We've got our eye on some high jumpers to replace our high jumper last year, Tyler. But well, it has to kind of, we have to get some meats under our belt before I can tell too much, really.
And then, Coach, as far as the conference this year, do you have a feeling of where this team might be sitting at conference-wise among the other competitors this year?
I mean, it's hard to tell. Algona's been so good for so long. I mean, they have everybody back, basically. They're tough in the sprints, tough in the middle distance and distance. The only thing that maybe we're have an advantage on them is through our hurdlers are really good. They don't have many hurdlers, but they're going to score enough with their sprinters middle distance to really probably be the favorites going to the conference. I mean, Clear Lake has traditionally lately a bunch of good sprinters. I think that we'll be in the mix somewhere in that next tier, probably third to fifth, I think is reasonable. I mean, if we can sneak up there to second, that would be a pretty good accomplishment. I really don't think anybody's got the horses this year to challenge Algona at the top, though.
How the last week of practice shaped up for this team?
Pretty good. We've only been going since Monday, but what I like what I see. They're hard workers. I mean, you saw that in football and basketball and wrestling and everything. Everything points in the right direction. I mean, Coach Lewis has it going in the weight room, and he's been working speed training with those guys all winter. You can tell. Some guys have really made some big pushes. I mean, Jack Guy, I didn't mention him as a returner, but he's going to be big in the throws for us. And then Joe Constable moved in. He is really strong. He's going to be a guy that's in the mix for some of those discus and chop foot events. So he'll be good, too. And I mean, we've made some big gains. You're going to notice some of the gains we've made this year in track, but it'll show up in football next year. We're really strong. I think we've gotten faster overall in the offseason. So I like what I'm seeing so far.
You've got first meet coming up here pretty quick. What's the goals heading in to the first meet of the year?
Well, next Thursday, we're going to go down to the Iowa State Indoor with a handful of kids. I mean, I think for the first meets, you just want to see what you've got. It's a time of year where you want to experiment with a lot of different events, know where guys kind of fit in, and then put that overall puzzle together as you go. So this first couple meets are going to be see where they fit in. I mean, track is a sport where a lot of young guys have a chance to contribute. I like what I'm seeing from the freshmen so far. They're going to help in places. And so the freshman, sophomore, we're going to be testing them and then getting back in the groove with the old guys. That's really the – you gotta kind of train through the first few meets. I mean, our training is going to be minimal for the first meet, so you got to use those meets to train and kind of get ready as the meet of the season rolls around.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking some time to talk with us and wish you best of luck for the upcoming track and field season.
Thanks, appreciate it.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.